And I'm grabbing that for you now.
Oh, I thought you guys can hear me. Hey, Cameron?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Cameron, I'm doing good. How you doing today?
I'm all right.
That's what I like to hear. All right's better than bad.
Yeah, I just got off work, got to the house, got off a little early today. So.
Nice. Yeah, that's a lot early, 10 o'clock. It's really early.
Right, well, I go in at like 1:30. So.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So that's what you do normally, is you usually work nights, like 1 to 10?
It varies. I'm a truck driver, so sometimes I get out 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Makes sense now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No, I completely understand.
Yeah, it's really kind of self-explanatory once you describe it. But, yeah, there's actually a specific section where we're talking about listing you. Have you seen those three guys that show up there next to the map for your area?
Yeah, Paulin, Gold Flame, and Neon Junk is what I'm looking at.
Oh, yeah. Gold Flame is a big one. Same thing with Troops Hall Junk, actually, is another big one. But we have one spot open right now within our company. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. As a Google partner, pretty much when a position opens up, they'll create the list. I say pretty much because we do throw some guys in there on our own. But they create a qualified candidates list, and my reps like Tara that you were talking to, they go down the list. We're just looking for one of you to fill that position. Once we fill the position that we have available, we close out that category, meaning that we can't work with any other companies that fall within that junk removal category until the next spot opens up. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So we came across your business, and we noticed you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's, and we were like, maybe we should touch base with this gentleman, because I know Home Advisor by Angie's, they get a lot of their leads from Google advertising. They do something very similar. The difference is, you know, they're going to sell you the leads one by one, and a lot of times the leads, they go to three or four other people that they have in their network, and so you're almost like gambling, you know, rolling the dice here.
Right.
I'm going to buy a lead and then we'll call it and see what happens, you know?
Right.
I don't know about you, but I'm not much of a gambler. I like things a little more for sure with my money.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So we contacted you because we go, hey, you know, if he could do anything with that, you know, he'll obviously do great if we put him up here and let people call him directly, you know, as a live call. You're not limited on the amount of leads you can get, since they're able to just call you directly off the first page of Google, and you know, you don't have to worry about your budget going up or your leads going to three or four other people. So I think you could agree that would be a lot better service for you.
Yes, sir.
Help you get your business started, get your name out there. Do you have a website at all?
No, sir. I don't have a website or anything like that.
Okay, I could get one approved for you as a part of the service when you get a placement. It'd be a really nice website. It's a custom website design, and it's compatible for this type of placement. So that way it has a responsive design to automatically shape and fit the iPhones and the Androids. That's where 87% of searches are done nowadays, is done on mobile platform. Yeah, and the iPhone. So you really want to have a website that's responsive to that and compatible to those users. But yeah, I can include that as a part of the service. Also, you know, when you get these first page placements, you don't just end up on Google. You know, so many other services actually pull from Google's top recommended guys in order to do their top recommendations. So you'd end up on the first page of Bing. They have a top five. They usually pull the top three guys from Google for their top five for your area. Same thing with the Amazon Alexa devices. Those default to the Google guys as long as we do the submission for you. And then there's also Apple Safari for the iPhones. they pull from Google's top three recommendations there locally on the Google Places section as well. So you're covered on, you're covered on all the major search engines when you get this and the Google verification. And then we do some directory submissions too. So things like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack. So you'll have a variety of different ways of being able to generate new leads and job opportunities with this service. And then for social media, we have a package that has Facebook ads as well. So I don't know if you're interested in getting a Facebook page up and running, but I know on junk removal and hauling, it does really well. Facebook's actually one of the more profitable places for you to market as a guy in the junk removal category. But, you know, the major benefit is really Google. At the end of the day, that's what everybody uses.
Everybody.
Yeah. Even these companies, right? Even Home Advisor by Angie's. Everybody's using Google in order to find what they're looking for. So that's where most of your leads are going to come from. But as far as costs, so there's a package. It's called our Platinum Package Bundle, and it has all of these features that we're going over. It's got the website, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Bing, you know, Amazon Alexa, the almighty Google first page place, but obviously that's the granddaddy of the ball. But, you know, the package is advertised at $4.99 month to month, Cameron. The reason Tara wanted me to jump on the line with you is because I can apply a credit for a new business and a small business, and I can actually cut your bill in half. Okay. I'd also be willing to do that and get it down to just $2.49 month to month, because of, I see you're invested in other avenues, and I want to make it affordable enough to where we could, still get everything done at a high level, not cut any corners, but also, you know, get your foot in the door and have you be able to, see the difference, you know, of this and what you're currently using. And I feel like if you just give it a month or two, you'll have a long-term marketing solution. I don't think you'll use anything else ever again, and we'll put you on the fast track to, having this be your full-time job, maybe not driving trucks again or as often.
Yeah, that's actually what I'd like to do. I was wondering also, do you guys do anything for veterans?
For veterans? Well, I kind of maxed out the two spots where I could apply the discounts, honestly, so it wouldn't go any lower. I already kind of got in there and tried to finagle with the pricing structure and get it down, so that way, you know, we're as close to our wholesale on all this stuff as we can get.
Right.
You know, just the website alone is almost eating up that entire budget, because you have to buy a domain name. You have to buy like the DorinJunkRemoval.com domain name, and then we have to host it. You know, that's usually a $50 a month charge from, no matter where you go, if you go to GoDaddy or Wix or, you know. So the way I'm able to bundle, like, the first page placement, the site, there's money going into Facebook ads. We'd basically be losing money the first month if you canceled. I'm really banking on you not canceling. I'm banking on you loving it and want to continue to use it each month. But
That's basically what I'm trying to get to in the first place, is so I can get out the truck and I can do my own thing in the first, you know. That's the overall goal, and I know Google would be an amazing thing that would get me a lot of jobs probably, you know.
Yeah, when you're in the truck, this thing's still going to be selling for you and telling people about your business and letting them know about your business. So, you know, it's a round-the-clock thing that's going to constantly provide exposure. And obviously, if the leads are out there and they're looking for what you do, they're gonna see you, and your name's gonna be in that ball game.
All right. And you said it was $2.69?
No, $2.49, Cameron. Yes, $2.49. Okay. So it'd be a dollar under $2.50 exactly, and then there's no other charges. It's a flat rate, so you don't get any other lead fees, click fees, or call fees. It's just that one-time charge each month.
So how can I pay for this?
Well, I have to create your Google business profile first, right? Make sure you even exist on Google. So let me build that, and then we could secure the payment, and I'll set up a client interview appointment where we can interview you and customize it for you. Okay.
Okay.
On the first page of Google, Cameron, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna read it back to you just to be sure.
I could change that anytime.
Yeah, here, give me a second. I'm going to send you a text message here with my direct number and extension. And anytime you want to make a change like that, you could always call me directly. We do offer 24/7 customer service as well. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1. But the short answer is yes. You could change your number. You just got to give us a call and let us know so we could swap it out for you.
Okay.
All right. But you, as of right now, you want to start with this 704-305-2728?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get my text message?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect. And what's your last name, Cameron?
Prost, P-R-O-T-S-T.
P-S-T. Okay. That's a first. And so P is in Paul, R is in Roger, O is in Oscar, T is in Tom, S is in Sam, T is in Tom.
P is in Paul, R is in Romeo, O is in Oscar, P is in Paul,
okay,
S is in
it.
Sierra, T Problem. Is in, yes.
Got it. Okay. And then what's your business email address where I can send everything in writing and your receipt?
All right. So again, I'm gonna have to, that's something else I can also update too.
Correct.
That's going to be, CameronProbst@yahoo.com.
And just to make
actually,
sure.
Actually, no, I got a Gmail. I just use the Gmail. CameronProbst15@gmail.com, sorry.
Okay. That's fine. I just want to make sure I'm spelling your first name right, because I just assume it's C-A-M-E-R-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. I just went with the traditional spelling there, but I have to be careful and double check. I've run into some unique spellings in my time. okay, so Google's going to send you this PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. And you'll notice these businesses on the first page, they have a little red dot kind of indicating where they are. You're in an industry where you're going to the client usually and they're not coming to you. So if you do business from home, we won't necessarily display this address, but we do need to be able to send that PIN to you in the mail. So what's the street address that I could send that to?
128 Little Kennerly, K-E-N-N-E-R-L-Y.
Drive?
Drive.
Okay, yes. I found it. 28115?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hide this for you so you don't have to worry about anybody showing up at your doorstep. And then that wouldn't be good, right? And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Well, right now, because I'm still doing this job, I have it from, I have it from 2 to 6, but if I can start getting some more stuff, obviously I can start moving more into that.
Okay. So, do you want to have it set like almost by appointment only since you're doing the truck thing? Maybe just have them, be okay with calling you at any time and then you can kind of hash it out with them when they call,
Yeah.
I think that would be best. I don't want to dissuade people from calling you within a certain period.
Right.
And then maybe we miss an opportunity that's really going to help you get things up and running.
Right.
Let's go open by appointment only. So they could call anytime. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
I can accept cash. I guess I could take all of it.
Okay, cash, check, and card. All right, perfect. So I have your account created. Before I secure any kind of payment with you, I want to
I don't want checks.
No checks? Okay.
I don't want checks.
That's always awkward if a check bounces and then you got to go back.
Right.
All of a sudden that, that military training start kicking in. I got a review on here. I go, Cameron, what'd you do? All right. All right. We'll go cash and card only.
Yes.
All right. I got you. All right. Let me go ahead and save. All right. And then we're going to want to interview you. So, again, you know, the interview is to customize the campaign. So we know you do junk removal, but they'll want to go over all the services. We got about 15 different ones we could list you for at a time. So want to kind of cast the net out there to bring in as much opportunity as possible. So they'll go over that with you. They'll go over the service area that we're targeting. And then they'll also go over the website, and we'll get started on the website, get an idea on how you want that to look. So sounds like a really in-depth conversation, and it is, but it's not complicated. You know, it's all over the phone. Usually takes about 30 minutes, sometimes an hour if you have extra questions or the call goes over. But what do you think would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
What time do you guys close?
Oh, well, we're going to be available today in-house. I mean, we have 24/7 customer service, but this is a separate department. So I could do like 5 to 6 or 6 to 7.
Yeah. Can I do the 5 to 6?
Okay. Yeah, I'll lock in for 5 to 6. I'll send a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll text you. I'm going to set it up to send you like an automated text message reminder 1 hour before. So at 4 o'clock, we'll send you a heads
All
up
right.
message. Okay. That way you don't miss
it. I didn't even know you can do that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You'll learn a lot using this too. That's the great thing. You know, I can tell you my clients, they learn a lot from a technical side just because of using the service. You know, there's an app that's really convenient. There's a client relationship management system. Where you'll really love that. It keeps track of all your customers, you know? So it's like you have a digital.
Oh, the CMR thing.
Yeah, CRM, exactly. Client relationship management. And so it saves all their number, their name, you know? You'll have a perfect recall in there on when you worked with them, what you did, you know? And you could request reviews through there so they could write some reviews on you. We could build that up. So that's always good. You know, sometimes you get those reoccurring clients calling you back. You know, it's good to communicate with them like, oh, yeah, I remember you. I did your fridge, you know. I moved it, got rid of that for you. You know, it's always good.
Yeah.
Do you double end your work? I have some guys that do junk removal and hauling, and maybe they'll get, like, a couch or something that's not actually in bad condition, and they kind of, like, refurbish it and put it back up for sale. A lot of them put stuff back up for sale on, like, Facebook if you have, like, a place to hold it.
Oh yes, sir. I don't know how to refer this anything, but okay. I've looked some stuff up. Cause I've been looking into this for a little bit, and so I see that some people they'll recycle metals or they'll donate, like you said, some of the better things, and some of them do refurbish and everything. I don't know how to do all that stuff. But
yeah,
I'm trying to learn. You know, this is kind of like a on the move learning curve for me right now.
Yeah, this will definitely fast track you into a successful area just because you're putting your name out there in everybody's pocket like this. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes people are just, their junk removal jobs are just like, hey, I'm moving and I wasn't able to sell this stuff in time. And if I take it down to a dump, they're going to charge me. So, they call you, you know, they'd rather pay you like less. You come pick it up and you get there and it's like, okay, this is like a brand new fridge. You know, this is a perfectly fine dresser. This couch is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with this stuff. It's not actually stuff that needs to be, junk, you know, thrown away. And I notice a lot of my guys, they'll go ahead and they'll snap pictures of it and they throw it up on Facebook. And so they get the money for picking it up from the homeowner. But then through Facebook ads or Craigslist and things like that, or sometimes they even have a website that'll show some of the stuff that they have. And, you know, people go on there and kind of shop and buy that stuff, you know, just because it's cheaper than getting it brand new. So it's like a double-edged sword. You know, you make money when you pick it up and you make money when you sell it. And it's just moving it and holding it for a while. So definitely something to consider. You know, if you come across some nice stuff, might as well save it and figure out how to sell it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I got your client interview scheduled here. You're going to get that email invitation to the CameronProps15@gmail.com. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Cameron, how did you want to do that?
A debit card.
Okay. Now, is this just under your name, or does it say Duran Junk Removal on it?
No, it's just under my name.
Okay. I'm going to put Duran Junk Removal on the invoice receipt. I know you're a new business owner, but marketing with Google is considered a business expense. A lot of businesses actually need it in order to even succeed or get any kind of work. So Google, you can write it off. Like when you do your taxes, they'll actually give it back to you that way. So this could be like your first official business expense. And you'll just get it back.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to do your taxes probably here in like a month and a half, 2 months. So you could throw that on there like, hey, I started this little side business and this is a write-off, and you'll actually get that removed from anything that you might owe, or they'll just give it back to you in a reimbursement. Okay, and then the 128 Little Kennerly Drive, is that the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, 4737.
4737.
0340.
0340.
5834.
5834.
1588.
1588. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
February 28th.
Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
137.
137. Okay, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line here, Cameron. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Duran Junk Removal.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Cameron Probst, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Cameron, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Try to get as good reviews as you can. I don't think that's going to be an issue with you, but don't start having military flashbacks out there. I've had it happen before.
That's oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a client where I was working with him. Great guy, you know, he was a former Marine, and he had PTSD. He didn't tell me that he had gone to Iraq and Afghanistan. And he was like in his 30s, you know, and I guess he had snapped on a guy and had a little episode. And long story short, he got some crazy bad reviews, and his background check came back pretty bad, so they were like, you know what, let's not recommend this guy to people anymore. They told him to keep his money, and he lost his first page placement. So, yeah, just be careful. I don't think that'll be an issue for you, but it's just a crazy story, you know?
Yeah. I'm actually, that's where I was in. I was a Marine, and I'm in my late 30s. And I did go to Iraq, but
oh, wow.
I don't have that stuff, yeah.
He's one of my favorite clients. Like, he tells me crazy stories. He said, like, when they were in Afghanistan, they had weapons there with no rounds in them. It was interesting, and I was like, what are you supposed to do if a war starts happening? They send you guys out there with empty rounds? It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Afghanistan, though, so.
Yeah. Well, I know in Iraq, he was telling me that he was, I think he was a Ranger. Like, he was a Tomahawk, I think it was not a Marine. I think it was an Army Ranger, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember him telling me he was first and 23rd, I think, or first and 26th. They're called Tomahawks. Mm-hmm. I just remember that. He always talks about the Tomahawks.
Yeah, the Rangers, they'll do a lot of recruiting and stuff. They'll take from the different branches and stuff to become Rangers.
Yeah, because I remember he telling me his story. He started out in Southern California, like San Diego area, and then he ended up getting transferred over, and he's a Tomahawk. But I talked to him pretty often. Yeah. I've been working with him for like 6 years before all this stuff happened. So it's a guy I used to talk to pretty regularly. It was just an unfortunate series of events. I did not expect him to go off on that person, but I always kind of side with the business owner anyway. Like, you know, you get a new boss every day, and sometimes the people you work with are just, they're hard to deal with, you know.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So I have your voice verification still on here. I'm sorry. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am going to recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, since we're building your website and everything from scratch, Cameron, and we're really trying to build up your pipeline of business to where you could rely on it full time. So I would actually give it like 2 months before you evaluate it from that standpoint or that perspective, but it is month to month. Okay. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Okay. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It's December 18, 2024. And the discounted pricing structure of $249 for a full platinum package bundle. I have applied a small business credit and a new business credit to the listing in order to get the pricing reduced. And then I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure. So that way you'll keep that deal for as long as you're with us. So when this first month is...
I was about to ask about that.
Better than the veteran's discount, let me tell you. Like, I have to managerial override that, you know? So you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us. It'll save you that $250. So you're basically getting half price indefinitely. It's set up to auto-renew each month on the 18th day. Same price, $249. Says you can discontinue or cancel at any time, too. So you don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. But if you do decide to discontinue one day, we want you to let us know before the 18th. So that way we could stop the machine from automatically charging you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment here. When this payment goes through, you're going to get some paperwork, okay? This is all the homework you'll have to do. I'll show it to you here. It's pretty easy. There's a Google verification form, and this is for Google to verify you. And this is how they tell people on all these platforms that you're a real business, right? You're a legitimate business. You can trust this guy. So it's pretty simple. It's about 20 questions. It starts out with like first and last name, email, and kind of thread through them there. If you're missing anything, don't panic. Obviously, we're partnered with Google. We'll get you through the verification process. That's what we do every day. But fill it out as best you can, okay? We want to give them as much credibility factor as we can. And then also there's an outline of the agreement in writing. So for the $249 that you spend with us each month, we have documented in black and white everything we're doing for you. The website, the first page placement on Google, Facebook, Yelp, everything. Right, so you have a full breakdown of it. It'll have the billing date in there and the cancellation policy as well. Same thing, cancel at any time. It's just documented in there. And then you got to sign off on the bottom of that. And then you'll get another message with a username and password for that client relation management system and the app. But it's going to be pretty blank until we get everything up and running. So really, I just want you to focus on signing those subscription terms or the outline of the agreement, filling out the Google verification form, and then just be ready for the client interview between 5 and 6 o'clock today, and then we'll walk you through step by step from there. I don't want to overwhelm you with stuff right out of the gate.
All right. That's fine. I do have another question.
Go ahead.
Is it okay that I don't have an LLC or anything right now?
Yeah, it's totally fine. it's not a requirement in order for us to post you on Google, but it is definitely a good thing to have. I would never say to not get it. You know, sometimes you run into people who are, you know, people. Not all of them are great. You know, they try to say, hey, you know, you broke this, or, you know, you did this. And,
right.
You know, so having the LLC, it protects you. You know, basically is telling the homeowner, like, hey, you hired me, you called me to come here, so if anything happens, it's on you. You know, you're taking that risk. You accept that if something breaks or whatever the case may be, you know, you can't hold us accountable for that because you asked us to come in here. And so we came in here and helped you as best we can, and maybe something happened, you know. So the LLCs, I mean, I would definitely recommend getting it. A lot of times it's minimal to no cost, depending on the industry and area you're in. But sometimes it's just paperwork, you know. But I would definitely recommend it. But it's not a requirement, so it's not going to stop us from working with you. Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. So you should have all those text messages there. It's also been sent to your email. You have my direct number and extension as well. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you know, feel free to call in. Like I said, we want to walk you through it. I always say the guys who know what we're doing are usually the happiest ones, because then they know exactly what they're invested in each month. They don't have a problem with it. You know, like I said, if you need anything, don't hesitate to call. It's not just me. I mean, we got about 400 people that work at this company. So we want your business to succeed. If you're not making money, we're not making money next month, right? So, you know, we don't want you to fail. If there's anything that we could help you with, you know, don't hesitate to call or even ask. We tend to go above and beyond to try to make sure you guys are moving in the right direction.
I appreciate it. And because the whole thing with the, like helping me create a website is amazing.
Mm. Oh yeah. Yeah. We have a graphic design team too. It's not just one person, you know. You'll go through this interview between 5 and 6, and then they'll actually have a website guy, probably Steve. He's the one I usually work with, you know. I have a personal relationship with him. I like my clients to talk with him, but he'll sit down with you and get a good idea on how you want it to look. You know, if you want to put, you know, your veteran stuff on there, maybe links from other sites, get some pictures going. You know, he'll definitely make sure the website looks how you want it to look. So you got your own little nerd. <That'll>, he's not ashamed of it, you know. But yeah, he'll definitely get in there and make sure that website represents you properly.
Now, the other thing is, I still need to actually come up with a logo as well. Will he do anything about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I can put in the notes here, too, that you need help with the logo, and then it's actually good that we do it, too, because then we can make sure we're not breaking any copyright laws or anything, you know?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, not copying like another company close to you. So he'll send over a couple of options, and then maybe we could use that as like a starting point, and maybe get the brain flowing and figure out exactly how you guys want that to look and get it built for you.
All right.
Well, officially, yeah, you're very welcome. I want to officially welcome you aboard. Like I said, thank you for signing up with us today. Looking forward to building a long-term business relationship with you. I'll let you get back to your day. You probably could use some shut-eye. but look out for our phone call between 5 and 6 o'clock. We'll circle back with you then, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Cameron. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Bye. Bye.